French peacekeepers landed in Bunia in eastern Congo today, the vanguard of an international force that will number 1,400 troops. They're being deployed to try to protect civilians from ferocious violence between Hema and Lendu militias. 500 people are known to have died in the town of Bunia in the last month alone. More than 50,000 have been killed over the last 3 years. There's a lull in the fighting today, but militias have promised more violence in the next 48 hours. James Astill is reporting from Bunia for the Guardian newspaper. He says French troops have made brief forays through the town.
They rumble very slowly in a convoy of jeeps along the main drag and a couple of key routes off it, just for a few hundred yards. They then got out of their jeeps, they stood their ground for a few minutes as clusters of local people came up and stared at them. Then they got back into their jeeps and they rolled back to their airport barracks.
And just to be clear about what the mandate is, are these peacekeeping troops authorized to intervene in clashes between the two rival tribes, the Hema and the Lendu?
They're not allowed to intervene in any fight unless they can prove that civilians are being directly targeted. If civilians are being slaughtered, they can use an appropriate force to stop that. For example, if a group of 100 civilians is being attacked by 50 fighters in a suburb of Bunia, France can use a similar number of troops to go and stop that slaughter using a similar kind of aggression.
Included in the fighters are a number of child soldiers. Have you been able to talk to any of them, and what have they told you about what they're fighting for?
There's a particularly high number of child fighters in the UPC, the Union of Congolese Patriots, which is the incumbent Hema militia in Bunia. I've spoken to a number of these child fighters, including some who appear to be as young as 7 or 8 years old, although in Congo, because of the high rates of malnutrition, they might be a couple of years older. They very blankly say that they have no choice but to fight. Typically, their parents have been murdered in the war, or other family members. They have no option but to be soldiers. Often they've been press-ganged into the militia, and they very happily tell you most extraordinary stories of atrocity.
What are some of those stories that they've told you?
Killing. Killing in every way you can possibly imagine. Killing with a gun, killing with a bayonet, killing with a bow and arrow and a spear, especially amongst the Lendus, who are much less well-armed than the UPC. Many, many examples of cannibalism in Bunia, visibly over the last few weeks.
Have those reports of cannibalism also been confirmed? I understand there's a UN spokesman who has said that there is, in fact, photographic documentation of that.
There's a lot of photographic documentation of corpses who've been mutilated in such a way as to suggest cannibalism. There was an extremely high number of dead soldiers whose genitals had been cut off. This is a typical form of ritual cannibalism in Congo's war. Also, hearts cut out, livers cut out, tongues cut out. And indeed, the French and Belgian missionaries talk of Lendu combatants walking around with the organs of their enemies hanging around their necks.
Listening to these stories, it is hard to imagine any UN peacekeeping force or any international peacekeeping force, no matter how strong, to really be able to put a stop to this. Is there an expectation there in Bunia that they may be seeing an end to this fighting?
I think there's no expectation whatsoever. This present French-led force is not mandated to intervene in fighting between rival militia groups. But it's in the course of that fighting that these thousands of civilians are being killed. The people of Bunia know that. They're pretty well informed. They have absolutely no confidence that this intervention is going to make a lasting difference to their suffering.
Well, James Astill, thanks very much for joining us today.
Great pleasure.